Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, why Facebook has hired Britney Spears' lawyer to fight a new TV series. But first, astronomers have found signs of what could be the first planet ever to be discovered outside our galaxy. The potential discovery was made by scientists using a NASA telescope, and if confirmed, the world would be thousands of times further away than the many exoplanets we've found in our galaxy so far. Nearly 5,000 exoplanets, worlds orbiting stars beyond our sun, have been found so far, but all of these have been located within the Milky Way. Next. The billionaire space race has a new chapter, Galactic Business Parks. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has revealed his latest Blue Origin venture. Not content with sending 90-year-olds into the atmosphere, his plans for a 32,000-square-foot station mean it could be used as a location for filmmaking in microgravity or conducting cutting-edge research, as well as a space hotel. The NSPCC says safety is not a priority for those at the top of Facebook. The comments come after whistleblower Frances Haugen gave damning evidence to MPs.
When kids describe their usage of Instagram, Facebook's own research describes it as an addict's narrative. The kids say, this makes me unhappy. I feel like I don't have the ability to control my usage of it. And I feel that if I left, I'd be ostracized.
The NSPCC has slammed the company for putting profit and growth ahead of children's welfare. They want to see tougher criminal sanctions so that child safety is taken seriously, as well as greater transparency from the tech giant. Next. The Recycling Association says the PM has completely lost the plastic plot after Boris Johnson said recycling plastics doesn't work.
If people think that we can recycle our way out of the problem, we'll be making a huge mistake. We need to reduce.
We need less.
We need far less. We also need to restore the balance of nature.
Answering children's questions ahead of the COP26 climate change summit, the Prime Minister said reusing plastics doesn't begin to address the problem. Now, Marine Conservation Society and whale and dolphin conservation charities are asking policymakers to hashtag listen to the ocean by investing to protect it. That's the sound of Wake Up to the Ocean by acclaimed sound artist Dom Jones. It's inspired by Roger Payne's 1970 album, Songs of the Humpback Whale, which galvanised the global Save the Whale movement. Charities are using the track as a wake-up call.
The ocean is one of the critical assets that we need to be able to protect if we're actually going to be able to do anything about climate change. You've got to value the creatures in there, like whales, which are helping to sequestrate that carbon.
Chris Butler-Stroud is the chief executive of Whale and Dolphin Conservation.
If it wasn't for the ocean, the Earth would be something like 30 degrees centigrade hotter. We just expect the ocean to be a dumping ground for plastics. We expect it to be effectively a blank check that we can draw on continuously.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, why Facebook has hired Britney Spears' lawyer. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. MPs say that UK research will be frozen because of delays to Brexit negotiations. Earlier this month, the EU indicated that the UK's participation in its £100 billion research was tied to negotiations over Northern Ireland. The Commons European Scrutiny Select Committee says British science will not recover from lost opportunities, and the delay was damaging UK businesses. And finally, there's never a dull moment at Facebook. The social media giant has hired Britney Spears' lawyer to fight an upcoming TV series. Doomsday Machine is based on An Ugly Truth, a book that claims to expose the company's missteps on issues like misinformation, hate speech, and user security. The drama will star Claire Foy as Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and will tackle the chaos surrounding misinformation during the 2016 election, as well as more recent controversies. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard, here in London. We'll be back on Wednesday at 1pm. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.